beyond belief and utterly disgraceful that Irish Water are not acting upon the massive distraught that they're causing to business owners, that they're causing to the community of Fulcarra, that they're causing to people in their homes. The last time that all of the businesses and all of the community was out without water was the 11th of April. We now find ourselves in the 26th or 27th of April, and they're without water again. Friday is the busiest day in Fulcarra, and it's an important day for the businesses in Fulcarra. And they'll find themselves this morning being forced to close as a result of the ineptitude of Irish Water. It's a disgraceful situation, a situation that I've been following up. Even as late as this morning, I've spoken to Irish Water officials. They are saying they understand the urgency, but they obviously don't, because they're not acting upon it. They're not putting in place proper pipe network, and they're not happy to come forward and to offer solutions that will put the business back in place in Fulcarra. It's a situation that is most disturbing for everybody, that is causing thousands upon thousands of euros of lost revenue, and it's absolutely not acceptable. I do have a meeting coming up with Irish Water, but and I am hopeful that some movement will occur there, but it's not satisfactory that every week or every 2 weeks that the whole of our towns and villages in West Donegal have to close down because Irish Water simply are not doing their work.
The last time you were in touch with the utility, they did say that they had planned works for later in the year, October, November time. But in the interim, how many bursts are going to happen realistically?
Well, if we're forced to wait until October, it means that the businesses and the local community of Fulcarra will have to do without water for many, many days between now and October. So that's a situation that simply isn't acceptable, one that I won't accept, and one that I will be fighting as hard as I possibly can to ensure that it's remedied and before that. Now, there are other solutions, and I have spoken to many people about this, whereby sources from Gidor could, or rather from Dunfanaghy could come if the reservoir is at full capacity, and could possibly, with pressurised valves put on the system, assist in keeping the Fulcarra supply up and running. That is something that Irish Water need to look at. It's not something I'm convinced they have looked at to date, something I've asked them to look at, but I will be making these points and taking these points to the council who have a role in this and to Irish Water. And I am pleading with Donegal County Council again to please, please, on behalf of the people of Fulcarra, up your game and please make this a situation that needs to be rectified and remedied as a matter of absolute urgency.